This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Socialist Party had 1,200 members in elected office at the time of World War I, 100 years ago. At the first of the year, 19 states increased their minimum wages, lifting the pay of over 4.3 million workers. $22 billion a year is now spent on programmatic ads, many like these that are placed on algorithmic robots that you find everywhere, dedicated especially to you as you surf the web. A 100-member citizens' assembly in Ireland, led by Supreme Court judge, has been convened by Parliament to review all of the issues around abortion that may lead to repeal of the current stringent ban. Uber is offering city planners access to a website called Movement to study traffic patterns and speeds across cities using data collected from tens of thousands of Uber vehicles. Kentucky became the 27th right-to-work state when the Republican-led state Senate approved legislation to free union non-members from any legal obligation to compensate a union that bargains collectively on their behalf. The bill passed the Republican-controlled State House last week. Legislature received no support from Democrats. Republican Governor Matt Bevin signed the bill over the weekend. The World Bank estimates that more money is remitted to Bangladesh from India, $4.5 billion in 2015, than from any other country. The India Home Affairs Ministry recently revoked the licenses of about 10,000 non-governmental organizations. Even groups whose funding licenses were renewed are worried about the future. It is activism on thinning ice from now on, an education activist said. The U.S. jail and prison population decreased in 2015, according to federal data, and the number of adults locked up or on parole or probation fell to the lowest level since 2002. The Vera Institute of Justice has found that Orleans Parish spends more on housing defendants who are in jail because they cannot come up with enough money to bond out or are on arrest warrants than they take in on user pay court funding, with a cost at $6.4 million and the income at $4.5 million. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.